We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Chloe Southam. And Chloe is the curator of the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted. So welcome, Chloe.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here.
And you wanted to talk about a couple of the temporary exhibitions and also the big fundraiser coming up for the Colby Curtis Museum.
Yes, of course. So, yes, I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about our temporary exhibitions. We have now two temporary exhibitions that opened on the 14th of June and will be on until the end of October. So the first exhibition is called A History of Rural Medicine in Stansted County. And this exhibition explores the development of modern medicine and how it affected Stansted County. And we're focusing on three periods seen through the lives of three local practitioners. So Moses French Colby, his grandson John Child Colby, who was also a country doctor, and the last but not the least is a doctor from Stansted who recently retired but still live in Stansted, Dr. Gilles Bouchard, who we were very pleased to welcome him, and he was part of the opening of this exhibition. And so the second exhibition is entitled Remembering Our Soldiers of the Great War. And this exhibition explores the treatment of the impact of World War I on the township through the idea of remembrance. The exhibition explains who were the men of Stansted County who enlisted and fought in the war, who died, and what were the circumstances. And so these two exhibitions are very interesting. And so we hope that lots of people will come in great numbers this summer because we're open during the summer 7 days a week from 10 to 5 p.m.
Okay, that sounds really like fascinating exhibitions. So you said 10 in the morning until...
We're open every day from mm-hmm. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, mm-hmm. good.
And the other main message I wanted to tell everyone is to announce our fundraising, annual fundraising for this summer. And this summer is a bit different. We're doing a barn dance. And so this barn dance will take place on the 9th of August. And so the Stansted Historical Society is hosting their annual fundraiser this year. The event will be in Ogden, at a barn in Ogden, owned by one of our board member. And so for the barn dance, what will be the activities that will be presented, there will be square dancing from 5:30 to 6:30. There will be a band, Christopher Curtis and his band Classic Boulevard, will be playing after 7 p.m. We offer barbecue dinner with pork, beef, and chicken, as well as salad and dessert. And there will be a cash bar. So you can buy a ticket for this barn dance at the Colby Curtis Museum, located at 535 Dufferin Street in Stansted.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call if you want to reserve a ticket or if you want to have more information. The phone number of the museum is 819-876-7322. And
Is there a website too?
Yes, of course. The website is www.colbycurtis.ca, but we're presently renewing our website, so we're working on it. So our new website is not on yet, but you can still have access to our contact information,
mm-hmm.
and so you can call us or just pop by to buy a ticket or come for a visit. And then last thing I wanted also to mention is that during the whole summer, we have a tea room. So we're offering English tea
mm-hmm.
from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. every day of the week from Monday to Sunday.
Okay, that's really nice. And how much is it for the tea?
So the tea is $7
mm-hmm.
for adults.
Okay.
And the entrance to the museum is $6 for adults mm-hmm. and $2 for elders and students.
Okay, and elders, what age limit would that be?
It's 65.
65. Okay, that's a really good deal. Sounds like wonderful exhibitions for the summer,
yes.
And the tea sounds like a lot of fun, and the barn dance. You need to buy a ticket in advance, I guess, for the barn dance?
Yes, exactly. So right now we're selling tickets. You can buy them directly at the Colby Curtis Museum.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you can also call, mm-hmm. and we can reserve a ticket for you and perhaps send it to your address if you don't have the chance to come by the museum. And so the event will be the 9th of August on Saturday, and it's supposed to be a full moon, and there will be a bonfire and lots of music and a fun time for the whole community.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Definitely a wonderful event and a good cause, too, the Colby Curtis Museum. That's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Chloe?
Oh, I think that's pretty much it. I was really wanted to communicate what are their activities for the summer, and especially the exhibitions and the fundraising event.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And definitely think of us next time, maybe in the fall, when you have a few more events coming up.
Of course, I will call you back.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.